Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 23rd of April. US Treasury Secretary Bessent admitted yesterday that several Gulf countries had requested dollar swap lines from the United States to deal with the short-term funding consequences of the Gulf War. This is one of the more significant lasting issues. In the near term, Gulf countries have to provide support to their economies to offset the loss of economic activity. If volumes of oil and gas sales have fallen by more than the price effect can offset, or in the case of Dubai, where tourism and business travel has dried up. In the longer term, there will be the costs of reconstruction, unknowable at this stage, as even photographing war damage may be treated as a crime. There will also be the costs of rearmament. For now, swap lines are a way of getting the necessary cash without having to sell sovereign wealth fund assets at a time when it may not be appropriate. Sovereign wealth fund assets may be held in quite an illiquid form. The immediate question is raising funds. The longer-term question is where those funds are spent. Will the steel for reconstruction come from China or the United States? Do Gulf countries consider the US a dependable partner from whom weapons can be bought? Or will they seek to diversify, as Europe has done? Will Gulf citizens receiving fiscal support spend that money on US-produced goods or on goods and services from Europe, the UK and Asia? Whether Gulf countries receive dollars only to sell those dollars and spend them elsewhere in the world is obviously relevant to future foreign exchange movements. The recent pontification of ECB speakers has made it relatively clear that there is unlikely to be a rate move in the April meeting. Chief Economist Lane spoke with the customary clarity and insight of chief economists everywhere, noting that there will not be any clarity on the effects of the Gulf War by next week. This is a statement of the obvious, but it appears markets do need to be reminded of the obvious periodically. In particular, the second round inflation effects that are the only real justification for policy action in response to an oil price shock will certainly not be in evidence as early as next week. We now have a period of merciful quiet ahead of the ECB meeting, although the markets are treated to some comments by Councilmember Nagel, who is inclined to be hawkish. There is a mass of business sentiment polling on both sides of the Atlantic, but in the current circumstances, it's hard to know what useful information these surveys will provide. Aside from the long-term problems of collapsing response rates and political polarisation, leading to answers that have more to do with the respondents' cable news network of choice, the war has added complications to sentiment data. Whether a business feels optimistic might be swayed by the day of the week the survey was filled in. The pendulum swings of sentiment have become wilder and wilder in response to the social media posts of US President Trump. The UK provides some data with a bit more substance in the form of public sector borrowing numbers for March. The details of tax revenue offered some positive surprises earlier this year, suggesting more economic activity than official data is implying, but that level of detail fades away outside of the big tax revenue months. The UK's fiscal position overall remains relatively sound, with debt to GDP and, more importantly, debt to private wealth ratios low by international and historical standards. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation
or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.